On a scanner in the Khalid bunker, Davros and the leaders watch the destruction of their city.
Switch it off. They will avenge the annihilation of our people with a retaliation so massive, so merciless, that it will live in history. Will rise a new race, the supreme creature, the ultimate conqueror of the universe, the Dalek! The action you take today is a beginning of a journey that will take the Daleks to their destiny of universal and absolute supremacy. You have been conditioned and programmed to complete a task. You will now carry out that program. We obey.
As the Daleks filed out to begin their evil work, the Thal leaders toasted their victory, unaware of the attack that was to come.
1,000 years of war, and now it's ended. Listen, the people, they know already. Gentlemen, there's a great deal to be done. I must speak to the people. There must be a victory parade, and as for him, he must be punished. Let us now show that whilst we were ruthless in war, we are generous in victory. Let all prisoners be freed, charges against them dropped. Issue that statement at once.
Do you have friends in the Khalid city?
Yes. Two people very dear to me. I sent them into that holocaust.
What will you do now?
Start again. Try and find a way to complete what I set out to do and stop the development of the Daleks.
Daleks?
Yes. Machine creatures that Davros is developing. Monsters.
Davros? No, you're wrong. It was he who told us how to destroy the Khalid Dome. His only interest is in achieving peace.
Let me tell you something. The Khalid government was on the point of stopping Davros' experiments. And rather than let that happen, he helped you to destroy his own race.
You never convinced my people of that. Davros is a hero.
For how long, I wonder?
I must go. Under the general amnesty, you're free to leave whenever you want.
The woman Betan walked with me into a corridor full of celebrating flowers. Suddenly, the Dalek appeared around the corner. The Thals gazed at it in bewilderment. The Dalek attack was severe. Leaving Betan to form a fighting unit of Thal survivors, I made for the Khalid bunker to complete my mission. On the way, a happy meeting took place.
Harry!
Hello.
Sarah!
Oh,
I can hardly believe it!
You?
I thought you were in the Khalid dome and was hit.
We didn't get there.
No, you see, halfway across the wastelands, we were attacked by a band of mutants.
And that's when the rocket was launched.
And then when the Khalid Dome exploded...
The Mutos just ran for their lives.
Well, of course, I knew you'd try and get back into the bunker through the cave.
You were absolutely right, Harry. It's vital we go back into the bunker.
Why?
Because they took the time ring.
The bracelet that the Time Lord gave me is our lifeline. Without it, we can never escape from this planet.
In a dimly lit room in the bunker, a trap was being laid for Garman.
Nida. I had to be sure it was you.
We'll make this as quick as we can. I don't want to be missed.
Well, what are we going to do?
Now, look, a number of the scientists believe as we do. When we have enough strength on our side, we'll then give to Davros an ultimatum.
What ultimatum do you suggest?
That we will only continue with the work on the Daleks if he restores the brain cells, the conscience. The creature must have a moral sense, a judgment of right and wrong. In fact, all the qualities that we believe are essential in ourselves.
And if he doesn't accept that ultimatum?
Then we will destroy all the work that has been done, everything. It'll be as though the Dalek were never created.
Right, I'll try and get some of the military elite on our side. Who can you count on?
Carvel, Frenton, Paren. But there'll be more soon, I'm sure of it.
Thank you. That's what I wanted to know.
That information will prove most helpful. A pity. He has a good scientific mind.
Shall I kill him?
No. A little surgery on the brain will remove these stupid emotions and still allow us to make use of his inventive skills.
And the other plotters?
The same for them. But we must move carefully. Not force their hands. Let us learn who are our allies and who are our enemies. Leave Garman here. Safely locked away. What was that?
It's coming from over there. There's somebody in the ventilator shaft.
Welcome back, Doctor.
At gunpoint, we were forced to lie on stiff, inclining boards to which Nida strapped us. He then fixed electronic terminals to our heads and chests. They were wired to Davros's chair.
Let me tell you what is going to happen. You will answer my questions. You will answer them carefully and precisely. The instruments to which you are wired are particularly sensitive. They will detect instantly any attempt to lie.
And if I do lie?
If you lie, your friends will suffer. I can create in their bodies all the torments and agonies ever known.
Don't tell him, Doctor.
Now, you will tell me the reason for every Dalek defeat. With that knowledge, I will program them. With that knowledge, they will know their errors and how to avoid them. With that knowledge, there will be no defeats. We will begin.
Davros. If I tell you what you want to know, I betray millions of people in the future. I can't do that.
But you can! You will tell me! You will tell me! You will tell me!
Doctor, please, don't tell! Doctor!
All right! Just leave them alone. The Dalek invasion of the Earth in the year 2000 was foiled because of an attempt by the Daleks to mine the core of the planet. The magnetic Mars. Properties of the Earth were too... The Daleks were defeated by a virus that attacked the insulation on the cables in their electrical systems. The Venusians, in a space year 17,000, was halted by the intervention of a fleet of war rockets from the planet Hyperion. The rockets were made of a metal that was completely resistant to Dalek firepower. The Dalek task force was completely destroyed.
This seems an opportune moment to end this session. Nida, release the prisoners. Take them to the detention area. Interrogation will continue later, and I must thank you, Doctor. What you have told me will be invaluable. All this information, this foreknowledge, will be programmed into the Dalek memory banks. Take them away. The Doctor, stay a moment. Sit down. Let us talk together now, not as prisoner and captor, but as men of science. There is so much I wish to know. Nida, take charge of the team.
Immediately, Davros.
It will be your responsibility. And remember, it is priceless. Its value beyond computation.
Davros's scientific discussion continued into the night.
Now, Future errors will be eradicated. Defeats will become victories. You have changed the future of the universe, Doctor.
I have betrayed the future. Davros, for the last time, consider what you're doing. Stop the development of the Daleks.
Impossible. It is beyond my control. The workshops are already fully automated to produce the Dalek machines.
It's not the machines. It's the minds of the creatures inside them. Minds that you created. They are totally evil.
Evil? No! No, I will not accept that. They are conditioned simply to survive. They can survive only by becoming the dominant species. When all other life forms are suppressed, then you will have peace. Wars will end. They are the power not of evil, but of good.
Davros, if you had created a virus in your laboratory, something contagious and infectious that killed on contact, a virus that would destroy all other forms of life, would you allow its use?
It is an interesting conjecture.
Would you do it?
The only living thing, a microscopic organism, reigning supreme. A fascinating idea.
But would you do it?
Yes. Yes. To hold in my hand a capsule that contains such power. To know that life and death on such a scale was my choice. To know that the tiny pressure on my thumb, enough to break the glass, would end everything. Yes. I would do it. That power would set me up above the gods. And through the Daleks, I shall have that power.
Davros was becoming insanely excited by his plan. I launched myself at his chair and gripped his single arm tightly.
Release me.
No, Davros.
Don't touch that switch.
Why not?
That controls my life support systems. I could not survive 30 seconds without them.
Order the destruction of the incubator section.
Destroy the Daleks. Never.
I mean it, Davros. Next time I press that switch, it stays pressed. Now give the order.
Even if I do this, there will be no escape for you.
I'll take that chance. Now give the order.
Press the communicator switch. This is Davros. Elite Unit 7 will go to the incubator room. All survival maintenance systems are to be closed down. The Dalek creatures are to be destroyed.
Tell them the order cannot be countermanded.
This order cannot. This is Davros. This is Davros. My last order is cancelled. Repeat, cancelled. No action is to be taken.
What do you want done with this?
For the moment, he must be kept alive. He has knowledge that is vital to our future. And I will drain every last detail of it from his mind. And then he will learn the true meaning of pain.
When I came to in the cell, Harry and Garman had already overpowered the guard.
What exactly is planned, Sarah? Doctor. He's a bit groggy, but it'll be all right.
Come on, Carver, we've a lot to do.
What about the guards? Suppose they won't come over to our side.
They'll be disarmed and held in custody until we presented our ultimatum to Davros.
No, wait, wait. Davros knows what you're planning. I heard him talking to Nida.
But if he knows, why hasn't he taken action against us?
Perhaps because he knows it's futile.
No.
There are too many of us.
No, it's not that.
I don't know what he's got prepared for you, but believe me, he's ready.
Well, even so, there'll still be too many for him.
Just be careful. Be careful.
I think we can take care of things. But thanks for the warning.
No point in telling you to rest, I suppose.
No, there isn't. We've got to recover that time ring.
Because without it, we'll never get off this planet. But where is it?
It's on the desk in the main laboratory. And then there's that tape recording that Nada took. We've got to get it back at all costs. It would make the Daleks invincible. Come on.
Shh.
Useful.
something rather more useful.
They're explosives, aren't they?
Yes. Explosives and detonators. Seems almost providential.
Why? What are you going to use them for?
The Time Lord gave me three options. There's only one still open. Genocide.
Genocide?
Yes. I'm going to kill everything in the incubation room. I'm going to destroy the Daleks forever.
Daleks are in there.
Flesh and blood part of them. Indeed, they are flesh and blood.
Some of them can move about.
How do I see?
Press the button. Hail it out quickly, Harry.
They're not going in there.
They're harmless enough, I think. Just unpleasant.
You don't want me to come in, do you, Doctor?
There's no need, Harry. It just remains to put the charges where they do the most damage. Shouldn't take them more than a couple of minutes.
In the chamber, the incubating Daleks squelched and squealed in their jars. A shapeless, viscous liquid oozed across the floor towards me, its dimensions changing constantly.
What's taking him so long?
It's a very difficult operation, Sarah. Still, he should be finished by now.
Doctor? Doctor, are you all right?
Touch these two strands together, and the Daleks are finished. Have I that right?
To destroy the Daleks, you can't doubt it.
But I do. You see, some things could be better with the Daleks. Many future worlds will become allies just because of their fear of the Daleks.
It isn't like that.
But the final responsibility is mine, and mine alone. Listen, if someone who knew the future pointed out a child to you and told you that that child would grow up totally evil, to be a ruthless dictator who would destroy millions of lives, could you then kill that child?
We're talking about the Daleks, the most evil creatures ever invented. You must destroy them. You must complete your mission for the Time Lords.
Doctor! Doctor, I've been looking everywhere for you. Davros has agreed to our terms.
He submitted?
He did, but he asked only one thing. That he might be allowed to address a meeting of all the elite, scientific and military.
He's going to put a case.
Yes, but a vote will be taken. It's a foregone conclusion. It'll be a complete landslide against any further development of the Daleks. We won.
I'm grateful to you, Garman. More grateful than I can tell you.
The meeting's about to begin. Will you come?
Yes.
The issues are simple and clear-cut. I have given my life's work for the survival of our race. The travel machine I designed, the Dalek, will give the creature into which we will mutate its only possibility of continued existence.
But you have deviated from that intention. You have introduced genetic changes that will alter the mutation into a creature without morals and without ethics.
I have introduced aggression, without which no race can survive.
But aggression without a conscience.
History will show that cooperation between different species is impossible. One race must survive all others, and to do this, it must dominate ruthlessly. Now, I intend that when all the bickering and battling is over, the supreme victors shall be our race, the Daleks. At this very moment, the production lines stand ready, totally automated, fully programmed. The Daleks are no longer dependent on us. The machinery is ready. They are a power in their own right. If any one of you would destroy everything that we have ever achieved, then here is a destruct button. Press it, and you will destroy this bunker and everything in it. Only this room will remain. unpleasant and you will wipe out our entire race, destroy the Daleks forever? Which of you will do it? You are men without courage. You have lost your right to survive.
We've got to find that time ring.
Don't.
Good girl, Sarah. Now all we need is a tape recording, so keep an eye on Nida.
You've heard our cases. I will give you 2 minutes to decide. Then you must answer not only to me, but to the future.
We followed Nida along the dark corridor and intercepted him just as he was opening a door. He tried to aim his gun, but Harry pulled him to the floor and I wrested it from him.
Now, where are you going in such a hurry?
Davros is lost. I'm getting away while I can.
Oh. Somehow that just doesn't ring true.
Why didn't you just join the other side?
Now, that's a good question. Do you have a good answer? Evidently not. Well, then let's try something else. That tape recording you took, where is it?
It's put away in a safe in Davros's office.
Shall we go and see?
Down here.
Now, be reasonable and open it for us.
Only Davros knows the combination.
Come on, Nida, you can do better than that.
Perhaps he's telling the truth.
Oh, no, no. On the contrary. Now, Davros can't rise from his chair, correct?
Well...
And he has the use of only one hand, this hand. And Davros never goes anywhere without you, Nida. So you must open the safe for him. Open it for us. Thank you. Now let's destroy it.
How about this?
How very apt. A Dalek gun. It's not important.
What?
We've got a time ring, we've destroyed a tape, and Davos's power is broken.
Well, what about the Daleks that are already operational?
Oh, I think we can leave Garmin to destroy them.
That means we can leave them.
Yes. All we've got to do is touch the time ring. Must have dropped it in the struggle in the corridor.
Well, now we've got to get out of here.
While trying to find our way out of the room, we discovered a window overlooking the main laboratory. Inside, the Khaled leaders were still meeting with Davros.
This is your last chance. Move to join me now, or suffer the consequences.
Why don't you just accept the fact that you have lost? It's over for you, Davros.
You believe that I would let a lifetime's work be ended by the will of spineless fools like you? You have won nothing. I allowed this charade to be played out for one reason only. To find those men who were truly loyal to me, and to discover those who would betray me. I will go on!
You are insane, Davros!
We watched horrified as a Dalek appeared in each doorway opening onto the laboratory. The Khaled looked at him in terror.
Exterminate!
The door to our chamber opened. We were relieved to see it was a friend.
Sir!
We haven't got much time. The Thals have set the explosives at the entrance. They'll detonate as soon as they're ready. Give me a moment to find the time ring. Lead them to the main entrance. Get them out of here, quick.
Right. Well, what are you going to do?
I'm going back to the incubator room. This time I'm going to blow it up.
Let us come with you.
No! Get out of here. Hurry up. Come on.
door of the incubation chamber was slightly ajar. The detonator cable still stretched across the floor of the room. I trailed it into the corridor until I found the bared end. Suddenly, a Dalek appeared and fired a shot which nicked my hand. I dashed round a corner with the Dalek in pursuit. It passed right over the bare wires, short-circuiting them. A huge explosion ripped the incubation room apart. In the laboratory, Davros and Nida were disturbed by a flashing indicator panel.
The automated Dalek production line has been started. I gave no such order. Who did?
I gave the command.
You will perform no function unless ordered by me. You will obey only my commands. The production line is to be halted immediately. You heard my order. Obey!
Nida. Yes, Davros.
As Nida moved across to the control panel, a Dalek swung round. He crumpled to the ground with Davros looking on in terror. I dashed for the bunker entrance with Daleks in pursuit. Sarah and Harry joined Betan outside. She had succeeded in organizing a Thal force which had laid mines ready to seal the bunker.
The incubator room. You were able to do anything?
Yes, with a little help from a Dalek. But I'm afraid I've only delayed them for a short time, perhaps 1,000 years.
What?
The total time scale, no more than that.
Inside the sealed bunker, Davros tried to reassert his control over the Daleks.
For the last time, I am your creator! You must, you will obey me!
We obey no one! We are the superior beings! Only the beginning. We will prepare. We will grow stronger. When the time is right, we will emerge and take our rightful place as the supreme power of the universe.
Thank you.